and welcome to another episode of The Dealer Playbook, a podcast that explores how to create a thriving career in the retail auto industry. I'm Michael Cirillo, your host, your friend, your pal. Today, I'm talking about how to fail-proof your dealership in 2020 and beyond. I guess, you know what? I want to start here. I think it's important to remember that failure is an event. It's not a characteristic. There's so many people walking around like thinking, oh, I'm a failure. No, my friend, you are not a failure. You're a person that is trying something, and maybe, you know, based on how much you've been trying something, that thing, maybe you're failing, right? Maybe you're failing to get to a specific outcome, right? You are not a failure. You're failing at something you are trying to do, or you're failing at getting a specific outcome. So this whole idea of like how to fail proof your dealership, I guess really what I'm talking about is not necessarily failure, but more so standing the test of time. And let's get into that. Okay. So with all of that in mind, there is value in consistency, right? So many people fail at something, or they fail to get some sort of an outcome, and then they give up. But I'm telling you, the dealerships that fail when the going gets tough, or when there are unforeseen circumstances like coronavirus and all the toilet papers disappearing, those are the ones that are never consistent with anything worthwhile. They're the ones that give up when the going gets tough. Well, maybe they're consistent at one thing, and that's giving up when the going gets tough, right? I have this thing in my mind, right? I believe it. Brian Benstock, when I interviewed him on the podcast, he talked about how because things are so good, it's made us soft. Our affluence has made us weak. I really believe that the good times have made us soft, and that's why it's important to make choices that will give us the staying power we need to make it through anything, right? We're talking about how to fail-proof your business. That means you have to make choices that are going to give you the staying power. Ultimately, you need to focus on the things that matter. See, when the markets crashed in 08, 2009, my family business, we were flirting with going under. I'll never forget the look on my dad's face sitting in the hallway outside of my office. And by the way, my office back then was like the size of a pantry, like a tiny little office. He's sitting in we're both kind of just like flabbergasted at what was going on. Clients were dropping like flies because they were all reacting to the downturn. They were closing up shop. You remember how many thousands of dealerships closed up shop during 08 and 09? That certainly had a ripple effect impact on our business. But, you know, we learned some valuable lessons in what, you know, I look back on and realize where we had failed to do certain things. We had failed to make certain choices. But I'm so grateful for the valuable lessons during that time period that have shaped who we are and what we believe and who I am and what I believe. You understand? First and foremost, going back to what I said, I realized that I'm not a failure. I failed at certain things. But what came from it, and I've talked about this, when I was in Germany and I was sharing my thoughts with the incredible team over at Mini, you know, I shared with them my love-hate relationship with failure. I hate how failure feels in the moment, but I love what happens as a result. And I believe that's where we all need to get our minds. You see, because of the economic downturn of 08 and because of the failures that had occurred, I learned lessons who have shaped me who I am today. And what I believe today. You see, we believe that there is more within our control than we previously ever imagined. That's what we learned during those times of failure. We believe that, you know, to borrow Marie Forleo's words, everything is figure outable. And I can't tell you what a blessing that's been in my life to realize that, dude, like, yeah, maybe it doesn't feel good right now or it doesn't look good right now, but we're going to be able to figure this out. This belief that we are more powerful than we've been given ourselves credit for, and ultimately as a powerful being, we're able to get through this. We're going to figure something out. There is a solution. We believe that with the right purpose, failure can teach lessons that success will never be able to. So many people just want to bypass all of the steps between where they are. They want to bypass all the failure steps in between just so they can get to success. And I promise you, I've learned from my experience that failure can teach you lessons that success never will be able to. We believe that we can live in a state of gratitude, and in so doing, it helps us actually see the abundance of opportunity. It turned out that the recession, the economic downturn of 08-09, seeing some, you know, seeing kind of weathering the storm through 2010 and all those sorts of things, what we realized is that there was so much opportunity available to us, notwithstanding whatever the media was sharing with us, or regardless of what the media was sharing or what people were talking about. And those ended up being some really phenomenal, very profitable, very lucrative years for us. You see, the way to fail-proof your business, and in my opinion, if you're here and you want my 2 cents, and I'm guessing that's why you're here, the way that I believe to fail-proof your business is to make choices and then execute on the core foundations that others hope to bypass. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the things we know we need to be paying attention to, but maybe aren't. Maybe because we're weak, we've become soft. Maybe we don't see the importance of it because things have been so good. We need to make choices to spend more time focusing on culture, on the health of our business, on leadership, on service, on experience. We need to focus on building relationships of trust. I know that relationships of trust are the difference between companies that go under when the going gets tough and companies that can stand the test of time. You see, those things I just mentioned are the difference between a team that is bought in and willing to do whatever it takes to grow and a team that just shows up to put in the hours. You got to think, when the going gets tough, what kind of a team do you want in your corner? Who do you want to watch your back? Do you want people that are so bought in they'd be willing to lay down on train tracks for you and for each other? Or people that are like, dude, I'm just here to pick up a paycheck until that well dries, right? You can fail-proof your business by choosing to focus on those elements of your business that you ultimately know matter most, rather than continually looking for the easy way out. I hope that you got value out of these few minutes that we spent together. This is something I believe so deeply in. The difference between you going under or succumbing to market conditions or panicking all the time or buying into the hysteria of market conditions and the economy and all these sorts of things, the difference between you succumbing to that and leveraging opportunity and growing and creating staying power are the choices you make today of which you believe you should be focusing on.